A combination of an underdeveloped palliative care system, lawsuit fears, and limited resources means China's terminally ill patients are largely being left to a slow, often painful end to their suffering. Chen Xiaolu and Lord Yutian, children of celebrated senior Communist Party members Chen Yi and Luo Ruiqing, watched their parents die in unnecessary pain due to political norms decreeing the officials were to be kept alive as long as possible. In recent years, they have led the first awareness movements for the concept of dying with dignity, founding the Beijing Living Will Promotion Association in 2013 to advocate palliative care. Palliative care is a variation of end-of-life care that focuses on providing relief from symptoms and helping families cope through the illness and bereavement process. Palliative care is only just debuting in China. Unlike the US, where use of palliative sedatives like morphine has been given guidelines published by the US-based National Comprehensive Cancer Network, doctors in China do not have access to such guidelines. In light of the already tense doctor-patient relationships, many doctors would not dare to promote the remedy due to fear of the potential legal and professional consequences. Resources for community health care or in-home hospice care are even scarcer. Patients who cannot undergo further surgery, chemotherapy, or radiotherapy are often unable to stay in large hospitals, but a 2013 hospice care study in Shanghai found the city's hospitals are only equipped to provide alternative hospice care to 0.28% of cancer patients per year, 234 patients out of hundreds of thousands. Beijing's Desheng Community Healthcare Service Center is the only community health center in Beijing that provides palliative care, and its organizational and funding difficulties encapsulate the lack of structural support. Only two full-time doctors provide in-home and inpatient care for 300 patients, primarily with untreatable, advanced-stage cancer and other chronic diseases. The Beijing government disregards hospice care services in official doctor assessments, meaning the exhausting workload is almost never adequately compensated, thus reducing incentive for more doctors to contribute. The center charges the Beijing government standard 40 yuan for house calls, but in-home pain assessments, grief counseling, and other services are provided for free by trained volunteers because there is no government-mandated fee standard. However, Lu Qi, one of the doctors at Desheng, says they are in dire need of support and that their current expenditure is quickly becoming unsustainable. Government support for hospice care at a community level could also reduce strain on hospital resources, resulting in economic benefits. The average 3,100 yuan for inpatient daily fees at smaller Beijing hospitals are priced at about 250 yuan at the Desheng Center for the same services. According to researchers at Shanghai's Fudan University, China is expected to have over 400 million senior citizens by 2050, the world's largest ratio of seniors to the overall population. The need to reevaluate the care given to those struggling towards the end grows more dire as the population continues to age and health demands rise. For Taixing Online, this is Christina Guo.